A lot of movies have glorified NASA and its can-do culture over the years. Now, though, there's a new video on YouTube, a satire written and filmed by an astronaut. And this glimpse into life at the space agency doesn't exactly show the right stuff. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
An astronaut named Andy Thomas put this little movie together. He shot it with a borrowed camera and produced it on his home computer. The actors are people who work for NASA or its contractors, and the video is getting a lot of attention in the space community. It was recently shown to senior managers at a retreat. One NASA manager has called it, quote, extraordinarily funny and not at all funny. This is Law and Order. At Johnson Space Center in Houston, that is, a young engineer has a great new idea. Her supervisor's office, 1 year ago.
So, I've been thinking about this better way to design the spacecraft, and here are some sketches of what
her supervisor is immediately dubious.
Wow, this is a pretty significant change from the way the project office is doing things.
The supervisor raises one objection after another. There's no requirement for this. We've never done anything like this. Other managers just dismiss the idea.
We don't think this idea is technically sound.
Well, okay, but the present way we're doing this is actually flawed. I've looked at that. And honestly, it's way too expensive. A matter of fact, our current approach is just really bad engineering.
You know, that might be, but it doesn't matter. I can't afford to care about that.
He gestures to a huge flowchart on the wall.
My job is to make sure the project follows this plan.
The engineer gets increasingly frustrated as she's told, hey, we really appreciate what you're trying to do here, but this isn't what you're supposed to be doing.
How can I possibly contribute and be innovative if I have to ask for approval for everything I want to say?
We're not talking about that here. We don't want to repress dissenting views or innovation like this. That's not how we operate.
As he says that, a video caption asks, are you sure? That's just one of the questions posed by the film's creator, who says this story may be fiction, but it's based on people's real experiences.
What I hope will happen is that people will take an inward critical look at themselves and the way they've been doing things and perhaps reassess.
Astronaut Andy Thomas wrote the script while working on a team project organized by Johnson Space Center's senior management. The team was asked to look for barriers to innovation, reasons why new ideas get ignored.
I wanted to try and capture those in a way that people would understand, in a way that would resonate.
So he didn't want to just do a PowerPoint presentation or write a boring document. He says he wasn't exactly sure how the team's video would be received.
Because these are, after all, fairly sensitive issues, and they're important issues. I have to say I'm very gratified by the upper management of the agency who made a point that this should go public so that people could see it.
One reason these issues are sensitive is that similar problems at NASA have been linked to two space shuttle disasters. Before those accidents, some engineers identified potential dangers, but their ideas were new, and managers didn't understand their importance. Howard McCurdy is a space policy expert with American University. He's written about how NASA's original high-tech culture evolved into a more bureaucratic one. He says what struck him in the video was that managers didn't have a technical discussion. Instead, they talked about administrative things.
That's not the kind of agency you would like to have running rocket programs. It might be okay for Social Security check disbursement, but it sure isn't going to be good or rocket science.
The video ends with its fictional engineer at a new job, at Google, pitching another idea.
And, you know, I think the public's going to be really excited.
Her new manager is excited, too. He offers all kinds of support.
In my mind, my responsibility is work for you.
In fact, he says, her idea is so good, they could probably even sell it to NASA. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
To watch the YouTube video, go to npr.org.